The push to consolidate and realign the FAA's facilities isn't just about saving money. It's also about getting the agency ready for the high-tech next-gen system, which will track aircraft via satellite instead of ground-based radios and radars. And in many cases, it's about replacing old facilities that are many years past their original useful lifetimes. To keep those facilities up and running, the agency's been spending a large chunk of its capital budget on upkeep, and it has done some smaller-scale facility consolidations. But a new draft audit by the Transportation Department's Inspector General found many of those consolidations failed to produce the cost savings they promised. To Illinois Congressman Jerry Costello, it's the DOD BRAC process all over again.
I've been through the base closure process now five times, since I've been in Congress. And I've heard the Department of Defense from the Secretary of Defense to others testify what cost savings that we would achieve by consolidating and closing facilities. And in more times than not, they have proven to be wrong. But my main concern here is, one, that whatever action is taken, that it's taking place collaboratively between all of the stakeholders involved, number one. And number two is that you come up with a metric that, in fact, measures the true cost to the taxpayers, what makes sense and what doesn't.
Costello at a hearing of the House Aviation Subcommittee. The IG recommended that the FAA develop those metrics to determine its decision-making process for the huge multi-decade plan it finished last year to consolidate air traffic control facilities in the U.S. into six regional segments. David Grizzle is the chief operating officer for the FAA's air traffic organization. He says the agency agrees with the IG.
FAA has not sufficiently developed the metrics necessary to evaluate the merits of various consolidation and realignment alternatives. We are working hard to determine the appropriate criteria for making FAA's decisions moving forward. The criteria we used previously focused primarily on the capital cost of bricks and mortar, which was relatively simple to apply, but failed to address critical operating costs and issues. Contract obligations and their impact on consolidations or realignment proposals, the location-specific differences in other operating costs make these larger decisions more complex.
Grizzle says developing those complex metrics will take a lot of work, but it's still something the agency needs to do. Congress has taken a major interest in the consolidation of FAA facilities, too. In the long-delayed FAA authorization bill they finally passed in February, lawmakers ordered the agency to draft a report with specific recommendations for facility realignments, which lawmakers can then choose to reject one by one with a vote of both houses. Congress told the agency to work with its unions and the airline industry to develop those recommendations. But according to the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, the union that represents the agency's 15,000 controllers, the FAA didn't schedule a meeting to hammer out the details of the report until June 5th, a little more than a week before that report is due to Congress. This is New York Democrat Peter DeFazio in an exchange with the FAA's Grizzle.
Let's get to it here. I mean, come on. We're going to have something comprehensive 9 days after you sit down for the first time with the people you have just identified as the principal potential cost factor in this, which is those who actually do the work versus looking at what buildings are leaking or need replacing and those sorts of things. You're going to do all this in a 9-day period. Don't you think maybe you're going to need to ask for an extension or something here?
We certainly are not going to present an incomplete plan to Congress.
Okay, I mean, I'm not concerned about the deadline. I'm concerned about the process and getting a good plan that's better than the last sort of random plans that didn't work so well.
We share that concern very much because we cannot make right decisions without including all of the people who will be affected by those decisions.
The Inspector General also pointed out that the FAA has done a poor job communicating with stakeholders, including its workforce, during past realignments and created a lot of confusion and bitterness in the ranks. And NATCA, the controllers union, says those decisions were made unilaterally. But Paul Rinaldi, the union's president, says it doesn't have to be that way.
If you go to any facility across the country and you say, well, we're going to consolidate you on such and such date and you're going to move across state boundaries, across the state, across the town, obviously change is a concern for everybody and resistance sets in. But if you actually go with a comprehensive plan and said, this is the game plan, we're going to start phasing you in. We're going to build the building at this location. Here is the schools. Here is the job opportunities for your spouses. Here is the medium cost of housing. And if you have a comprehensive plan that you actually bring to the employees, I think change is not that resistant. And they actually have the ability to plan their future as opposed to the uncertainty. And I think that's where we have to be better, with a comprehensive plan to bring to the employees at the local level so that we do have that buy-in.
Rinaldi says the union generally supports realignments as long as they're based on sound data and can demonstrate cost savings or increased mission capabilities. The FAA's Grizzle says the recommendations the agency will send to lawmakers soon won't cover the agency's full 20-year modernization goals. He says that's because the FAA only has visibility into its needs and its funding for the next few years. He says consolidation decisions will be made on a case-by-case basis and only where they make sense.
I believe that in the next 5 to 8 years, you will in fact see progress, but it will be progress that is based on decisions that are made individually without a bias in favor or against consolidation of any individual facility when we begin to evaluate it.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.